So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So I had a question from someone that wanted to know, is it okay to take colloidal silver because I don't want to turn blue? Okay, so there's a condition called argyria, in which a person is exposed to silver and they potentially could turn blue. Now, this is rare and it may happen if you're mining silver. I don't think there's more than one report on the internet where someone made their own colloidal silver and they were rubbing it all over their body for weeks and weeks and weeks and started to turn blue, and they continued to do it well after they turned blue because it made them feel better with their joints and their stiffness. But I'm gonna tell you right now, if you buy colloidal silver from a good company and you use the recommended amounts and you don't rub it all over your body for weeks and weeks and weeks, you're not gonna turn blue. In fact, you're gonna probably benefit from it greatly. Now, I personally have a bottle of colloidal silver in my cupboard, and we use it periodically. And I've seen amazing benefits from all sorts of things. And I will put the link of the one that I recommend down below in the description. I don't even know this company. I don't get any kickbacks or anything from it, but I think it's a really good company and they have a lot of great information and research on their website. The type of colloidal silver that they use is very, very small. It's like 0.8 nanometers, very, very small. And it's a silver hydrosol. In fact, speaking for myself, in working with tens of thousands of people over 30 years, I've never seen even one side effect, even when people are taking 30 drops seven times per day. So what is this good for? Well, it's antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, it's antiparasitic, it's great for conjunctivitis, which is pink eye. You can put a drop in either eye, it doesn't sting, it doesn't hurt, you won't even feel it. It's great to put a couple drops on a wound to prevent infection or even a burn. You can use it in a nebulizer for your lungs. It's great for ear infections, throat infections. You can use it as a throat spray. You can even put a little bit in your mouth for herpes or even topically on a wart or even as a nose spray. So colloidal silver, from my viewpoint, is a no-brainer. It's like a natural antibiotic. It's really good for people that have antibiotic resistance, and it's really good to keep in the house as a remedy for so many things. And lastly, I want to give a disclaimer. Anything that I said is not meant to replace your medical care. Check with your doctor before taking any of my advice. Thanks for watching.
Hey, we're back
with another amazing recipe.
No grains, no sugar, totally keto. There's no suffering in keto.
Absolutely not, Karen.
And it's an immune system builder.
Absolutely. You have to check this out.
I think you should hurry up, watch the recipe, and make it yourself. It's just so easy to be keto.
But is it simple?
It's super simple. We hope you enjoy making it as much as we are enjoying eating it.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.